The work week was short for most people last week, but as Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas reminds us, there was no shortage of business news.
Walmart Stores announced that its board of directors elected 47-year-old Doug McMillon to succeed Mike Duke as president and CEO of Walmart effective February 1st, 2014. McMillon was also elected to the company's board of directors effective immediately. He's run the international division of Walmart for more than 3 years, the last 18 months dealing head-on with investigations surrounding allegations of violations of the Foreign Corruption Practices Act and rolling out better internal controls against corruption in the future. During McMillon's oversight, Walmart International has grown annual sales by nearly 40% during the last 3 years. Through half of this year, annual sales have risen about 3% from the same period in the previous year. Arkansas's unemployment rate rose 0.1%, 7.5% in October. The U.S. jobless rate also climbed higher by the same percentage to 7.3%. 1 year ago, the state's jobless rate stood at 7.2%, and there are nearly 30,000 fewer workers in the employment ranks compared to a year ago as baby boomers have exited the job market and some folks have just given up looking for work. In the complimentary monthly survey of employers, the transportation, trade, and utility sector reported the strongest job gains with nearly 254,000 estimated workers. That is an increase of 7,600 in that workforce sector during the past 12 months. Primeline will expand its Malvern operations, investing $6.7 million and adding 50 new jobs to its current workforce of 46. The 17-year-old Malvern-based company manufactures medium and light-density fiberboard molding and millwork for nationwide distributors. The Arkansas Economic Development Commission unveiled a new website it says will better position Arkansas to strategically compete for projects requiring large acreage. The site, AdvanceArkansasSites.com, pools information from geospatial data to community profiles to photos and maps of existing buildings and properties for economic development projects. And a little review of Thanksgiving. The Arkansas Farm Bureau's 28th annual survey of the cost of a Thanksgiving meal indicates consumers paid about $2.50 less this year for their turkey, cranberries, and pumpkin pie. The unscientific poll shows that the cost of a Thanksgiving Day meal cost a family of 10 about $42.63 this year. That's down from last year's average of $45.12. Lower prices for turkeys and milk were cited as the primary factors for the decline. I'm Roby Brock. That is your Talk Business Update.
Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by the Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at bankozarks.com.